the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Food Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your mise en place. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, shit. We are back live. Live as live can be. Back here in the studio.
Thursday.
It's not really a studio. It's the basement bar. That's where I'm at. Jeff,
I'm in my little bedroom.
In a bedroom, you said?
Yeah, I do the bedroom in the city.
Looking over the mean streets of Manhattan, yeah?
No, I'm staring at a corkboard.
Oh, well, close enough. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. We're excited to be back with you guys hanging out. I had a nice vacation. I needed a chance to get away. I need to reset a little bit. Need to kind of have a family reset. You know, after everything that's been going on, we had the chance to go. So, you know, we took the opportunity, Jeffy. It was time to go, so we did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. How was it? How was traveling? How did it feel? Was it like was it weird? Was it cool? Were people cool? Were the people like,
well,
where are you from? Don't look at us.
No. Well, listen. So we went and saw Good Brother. Down there at a club at Hammock Beach, made our way down to Palm Coast, Florida. Our good brother Matt down there, went and saw him. Took amazing care of us. It's just such a beautiful place to be. I mean, walked in the door of our villa. There's a wine bottle. It's all set up nice for us. Welcome Chef Plum and the family. And, you know, it was a great trip. It was a really great trip. We have a few hiccups along the way, but we got all those taken care of. You know, don't need to get too deep and personal about that, but in long story short, we had to drive down, which was completely unexpected. But yeah, whole other story. FYI, don't stay at the Quality Inn in Florence, South Carolina. Big mistake. That's all I'm saying.
Why would you go to Florence, South Carolina anyway? I just don't understand. Like, I would never stop in Florence, South Carolina.
Listen, it was 2:30 in the morning. It was time to stop. I'd been driving. I had to stop.
That sounds like some gummo shit. You should have stopped at 11, someplace where there was lights.
Well, listen, there was a convention center and shit. It seemed to make sense.
A convention center in Florence for what?
I don't know. Maybe they got like a, I don't know. Maybe the AWA was there. I couldn't tell you, but what I can tell you is that the Quality Inn that we stayed in was not high quality, and the bathtub in the middle of the room had a nice yellow ring around where you can see the water level was supposed to go, so that was helpful.
That sounds so sketchy.
Well, also, Jeffy, you know, I used to live down there. I worked at that resort years ago. I was the executive sous chef when it opened, lifetime ago. But,
yeah.
You know, when I lived there, it was great. We would hang out, you know, Ormond Beach, Flagler Beach, Palm Coast, great areas. It's the east coast of Florida, you know, kind of like north central Florida. Used to go hang out in Daytona, great place back in the day. Would love hanging out in Daytona. There was a great German bar there. It was beautiful back in the day.
During Bike Week?
Oh, come on. Listen, everybody makes fun of Bike Week. Those people were incredible. Super nice people.
Dude, I would go to Bike Week right now if you invited me.
I ran a restaurant for years down there, and we would actually close the restaurant because I could sell the parking spaces for more money. It was right across the street.
What?
We could do it during bike week, and then we would do it during we were right across from Daytona International Speedway. So when it was a Daytona 500, you could make more money selling your parking spaces than you could even the restaurant open. It was crazy.
That's dope. Could you do takeout and have the, like, parking spaces?
Bro, I set up doing, like, chicken parm and pasta and shit for people and selling parking spaces outside. They were like, this is incredible. It was great.
I bet.
But you know what I did, though? So I figured, listen, this was great memories. Let's take the family down to Daytona. I haven't been there in a long time. So packed up the car and drove the 20 minutes south to Daytona. Jeffy, it's not quite what it used to be.
What do you mean? What happened?
Well, Daytona Beach is not quite what it used to be. That's all I'm going to say. I guess the story goes like this. Apparently, the mayor of Daytona tried to make it so homeless people couldn't sleep in public places in Daytona. And this was the beginning of the end. So what ended up happening was, I guess some activist groups sued the city. They won, so now homeless people could stay there. So the mayor said, okay, fine, there won't be any police there. And so it is the biggest
shithole I've ever...
I mean, it is the Badlands, dude.
What do you mean? So they defunded the police in Daytona, is what
there's
you're saying?
There's no defunding. I think it's like an underground handshake deal. The cops just don't go to Daytona.
Oh, so you can just get away with literally anything.
Dude, a dude tried to steal my wallet.
Just like walked up and tried to like gank
it? Yeah, this dude walked up to me, tried to run the gimmick where he was like the drunk guy talking, kept getting closer and closer to me. And then my family came out of the bathroom. And they started getting closer and closer and talking. And finally, I started walking towards him. And I was like, bro, you need to back the fuck up. And he was a little bit smaller than me, obviously. And so he got a little bit scared and walked away. I think he caught him quickly.
But, I mean, it's hard to get a man as big as you in a room. You know, it's like I'm saying.
It'll take a little bit of real estate. But I'll tell you what, I was let down by Daytona. The fun times that I had there are definitely not there anymore.
Oh, well.
You know, live and learn.
Well, you know what? Let's pour one out for Daytona.
Or maybe it's just I'm at the point in time in my life where I'm like, take me back to my resort. Leave me alone. Get away from me.
Bro, we're getting old, man. I'm telling you. I used to be able to go to a dead show and sleep in a freaking van, not shower for a couple days. I couldn't do that shit if you paid me money now.
It's terrible.
Like, I never do it again. I'm just too old now. I need a shower. I need a hotel room.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not my thing, man. I'm just so glad that, you know, we had a great trip. It was fantastic. It was a great getaway. It was great to, you know, just get that time, kind of reset the jets with the family and get everybody back on the same page. So it was great. I was very happy. The good news, though, Jeffy, which was very exciting for everybody, apparently there's no COVID in Florida. So big shout out to Florida. They beat COVID.
Thank
very
God.
Excited. Yeah. No,
good job, Florida.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable job. Yeah. Nobody wears a mask. Nobody even acknowledges the fact that there's COVID. They don't give a fuck.
Is it Florida and Texas now? There's just no COVID anymore?
Yeah. No more COVID. They both beat us. So shout out to them. Big shout out. Awesome.
That's great. I can't wait for the rest of the Bible Belt. See, I feel like Jesus is there.
That's
in all
people.
Those places. Yeah. Those are my people. And I feel like they're going to fix COVID first.
Well, good. At least somebody else. I'm excited about that. But I was happy to come back here to the Northeast and be back back to work. A lot of work this week. Just did a bunch of demos. Had a press event we just did with Hungary, which was pretty cool. And then come back here and sit down and finally get back to do the show live. Last week's show with Ryan Dowdy from NASA. How about that? That shit was fucking awesome.
It was wild, bro. It was wild.
What's amazing is we had a fucking guy from NASA on this program. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I'm still kind of reeling from that. I love telling people that idea. I said it at work the other day, and like everybody was like, what? I just casually was like, yeah, it was crazy. We were interviewing NASA yesterday, and I was asking him questions about how long it takes to get to the space shuttle. And can you believe you can get there in 6 hours if you want to? And they were like, what? No, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm telling you, I had a genius on. It was wild. It was we couldn't ask enough good questions. I mean, in fact, great questions."
Okay, let's not shit on the guy. He was on the show, and we're already gonna. What happened was, if you go back and listen to the episode, every question we asked Ryan Dowdy, he goes, "That's a great question, Chef. Oh, that's a great question, Chef." Everybody has a crutch. That's called it's a vocal crutch. That's all it was.
I got you.
I'm making fun of the guy for it. But you know what else is better, though? I love having those shows and then be able to come back to a show like tonight where we can talk about one of my favorite loves in the entire world, pizza. I love pizza, dude.
Absolutely. You know I do. It's my favorite.
I mean, I don't know if there's a culinary dish where you can show off your own personal twist more than pizza. Is there?
Well, I think all food is like that. I think it's subjective, but I think pizza. I think, in my opinion, you either have it or you don't have it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like some people, and it's like I get it. Like people put their own flavor and their own twist into pizza, but like I've been to pizzerias and you're just kind of like, ah, fuck is this? You know what I mean? And you get to another pizzeria and you're like, whoa, this guy gets it. Like this guy, you know what I mean? It's not over anything. Everything's just the way you would want it, you know, or it's so good in a different way it blows your mind. You know what I mean? Like the first time that I had Detroit style casserole, I was like literally mind blown. It's delicious.
Did you say Detroit style casserole? That makes me so happy.
What?
Yeah, it's exactly what it's called. Well, tonight we got a fucking Connecticut icon coming on the program to talk pizza with us. Matt Stanzak from Good Old Days Pizza, who is just, I mean, this guy is just, dude, he's living the dream. This is my dude. I tell you what, he's one of my favorite chefs in the state. I can't wait to spend a little bit talking to him here in a few minutes. He's such a talented individual, and for him to be back, you know, he kind of disappeared for a little bit. I'm going to talk to him about, but you know, came back. He's got this amazing pizza place now that is just absolutely destroying, and I love everything about it, and I can't wait to go back there again, Jeffy. I can't wait to bring you there.
I can't wait to go there. Meeting him, he's a good brother. I am super excited to hang with this guy because he's literally living my dream. This is like he's doing exactly what I want to do someday.
That's it.
And that's just like be that dude with his own pizza and his own like you said, he puts his own twist on everything, and it's apparently amazing. So I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. So check it out. We're gonna pop the top on a cold one, pour a little beverage for ourselves. Get situated, and we come right back here. We're going to be joined by Matt Stanzak from Good Old Days Pizza. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, Plum Love Foods Live. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
It's one small step for man, one giant step for
man. It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy? Well, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks, the first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Plum Love Foods Live right here on a Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. Jeffy, we got a great program tonight, man. I'm really excited about this one, bud.
Yeah. Very excited because you're a huge fan. You know, you've told me about this place. I can't wait to get back up there. I'm, like, super excited to be able to, like, hang out again soon so I can, like, come to Connecticut and eat some great food.
Oh, man.
And some great Abiets. Abiets. You know, I can't wait to go on an Abiets tour. And I'll probably get shit thrown at me because of all the shit I've talked. But whatever.
Come on.
You know.
Well, the gentleman joining us now is a legend here in this state. He is one of the most talented chefs that I've ever met. I don't think the man gives himself enough credit. I don't think he understands the clout that his name carries when it comes to talking pizza in this state. The skills are unparalleled. The flavors are outstanding. And he's back on the scene with his new place, Good Old Days Pizza, right here in my hometown of Newtown, Connecticut. You got to make your way up here and check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program, Chef Matt Stanzik. Chef, welcome to the program. Woo-hoo! Attaboy, Chef.
Damn, Plum.
There
he
is.
What's
up,
man? Seriously, that's a little crazy introduction, man.
Hey, listen,
making pizza at the end of the day, right? We're just doing pizza.
Look, it's professional. I'm a last broadcast professional, brother. I got to do something good for people, right?
It's crazy.
If we were live, there'd be strobe lights and pyrotechnics and some there'd definitely some dry ice and shit happening.
Running out, like, it'd be like a wrestling, like a WWF wrestling match. I'd be running out,
dude. Oh, dude, no question. Absolutely would get that hype together,
dude. No question.
Like, I remember when Undertaker used to like shake the fucking the ropes and stuff like that.
Ultimate Warrior. That's right. The Warrior would do that, dude. Let me tell you what.
Be careful, Matt. Be careful. Chef Plum knows facts about wrestling that are...
Knows his wrestling.
Pretty... It's wild, and he'll attack you.
Chef, I don't know if you knew, but years and years ago, back in the 90s, I went to pro wrestling school. It's a true story.
It kind of makes sense, man.
Hey, look, I can't help it. Listen, it's the way it goes. But more importantly, I feel like when you put a pizza out, when it comes to my table, that I hear like the old school rockers music, you know, I'm a Real American, Hogan's intro plays, because this pizza is just next fucking level, man. It's kind of been your MO from the get go, man. I mean, you started making pizzas. I first heard about you at your first place, Stanziato's. Pizza there too, man. Tell the story. How did you get into doing pizza?
I don't know. I think it's kind of always been my thing. Like, it's, you know, I grew up like all of us, right? It was like Friday night was pizza night. It was a special thing, you know. And I don't know. I've always loved pizza. I'm a chef by trade, you know. Did the whole culinary school thing and tooled around the restaurant world, but pizza's kind of always been like my thing. And I don't know. That's just kind of where I've been, you know. And now I'm doing the different style. You know, I started out kind of wood fired, and now we're kind of transitioned into these two different styles that we're doing. And I love it.
Well, man, I'll tell you, it's
just a pizza freak,
dude. Well, it's here's one of the things I love about pizza is you can really kind of showcase your own style with it. You know, I mean,
totally.
People like, oh, pizza's pizza. I feel like anybody who says that has never had real pizza or never had good pizza.
Yeah,
I mean. So when it comes to you, are you doing the same dough that you've made forever? Or have you changed it up a little bit, or what's the story?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally different. It changes every day, really.
Nice.
We're doing the thin and crispy style, which is kind of like a bar style. It's cooked in a pan with olive oil. That's a separate dough than we're using in the square style. So, you know, it's different. It's a totally different thing. They're both different styles. That's kind of the challenge, and like I said, I'm changing it weekly, just kind of based on the weather, based on different flours, and you know, I'm constantly learning, man. I think if you ask any baker, because that's what we're really doing, we're baking bread, you know. It's like you ask any baker, it's always changing, always evolving. You have good days, you have shitty days, you know. So it's like, yeah, it's a totally different recipe that I'm used to doing.
It's crazy,
man. I love it.
I mean, in your career, like I jumped right into pizza because I just have so many questions for you because your pizza's so delicious. But your career, I mean, you've been doing this you've been doing this as long as I have, man. I mean, you went to CIA as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's been, like I said, I think, so this is 2021. I mean, professionally, I graduated 21 years ago. So it's like, you know, it's, you can kind of tell because the people you work with are, you know, you make a reference. You're like, where were you in 1994 when Big E's album came out or something? They're like, I wasn't even born yet. You're like, what are you talking about? You know? So yeah, I mean, I've been cooking for a while. But I still feel like it's new and exciting and I'm still learning. You're like every day, man, you're still learning. You know that, right? So
for sure.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you know, and you're constantly evolving in this game, and things are changing, and you're never going to master something, you know. So,
right,
yeah. But it's been a while.
You also did a food truck thing for a little bit too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did eggs breakfast food truck, like killer kind of breakfast sandwiches. Like that was also like inspiration of what I grew up on, you know, just kind of the bodega sandwich. But we were parked at Holbrook Farm in Bethel, just, you know, slinging local ingredients. And I was doing that for a little while, and then I kind of moved out of the area, so sold the truck off. But
well, I'll tell you,
I still love that concept, the breakfast concept.
Dude, what was smart about Chef here, Jeffy, is that he parked his truck. By the way, you had a big shot of Hogan on the side of your truck, which I loved. But
yep.
he parked the truck at the fucking farm, an amazing, beautiful farm, so... to get amazing ingredients, great eggs. It was all just right there. And they loved having you there, didn't they? I mean, I thought it was so genius.
Yeah, it was totally.
That's fucking great, mm-hmm. man.
Sounds rad. I love it. I love breakfast sandwiches. I love pizza even more, though. And I love the fact that you're doing different doughs with each style of pie. Like, you're not just, yep. like, taking one dough and pressing it into, you know, into a square. Nah. You know, a round nope. dough into a square.
nope.
Can you talk about your dough a little bit, like, or is it like a trade secret? I'm just a, you know, I want to get chefy for a second because I love,
I love
pizza.
Like,
I fire pizza once a week at work.
Geek question, like, as far as, I mean, flours, we use different flours in the dough, different fermentation times.
Is it a yeast dough or is it a natural fermented dough?
Yeah, no, we use yeast. It's not naturally fermented. I feel like that's such a hard endeavor to do on a big scale, you know.
I'm a private chef, and it's still a pain in the ass. It's just like, you know, it's like any sourdough. You have to be there to feed it. You know, you have to like it's high in maintenance, right? It's like
you can only offer. I feel like with sourdough, it's like you have this many per night. That's it. You can't.
Yeah.
No more magically appear, right? So that's hard.
So what do you do with for gluten-free? Do you have like another dough that you do for gluten-free, something like completely different, or do you do like do you do like a pan gluten-free, or is it like something else, or is it like?
Yeah, we do both the pan style and the round style gluten-free. We're not making it currently. I currently get it from a guy down in these two. It's an Italian couple. They're straight off the boat. She's gluten free, and he's a pizzaiolo by trade. So we're buying it from them. Nobody else in Connecticut has it. It's a great product.
That's amazing.
And I can't do it better myself right now. I don't have the time, so we're buying it from them. But it's a killer product.
I love that you're willing to say that too, because I think so many people, you know, they get all like weird about, oh, you know, you do what? But like, fuck that, man. If it's awesome.
No, yeah, fuck that.
Like,
they're
get
doing
it.
A great job. I mean, that's also their livelihood. They're straight off the boat, they're real deal. They started the company because, you know, she has gluten intolerance, and I met with them, I tried the product, I'm like, nothing else touches it, comes near this, you know? So I was like, I can't make it better than this, I don't have the time. So we're repping them, and you know, we're happy to provide it.
That's
to the
fantastic,
community.
Man. That's fantastic,
sure.
Especially getting it from, you know, an independent person like that. That's I love that, man. I mean, I think it's really hard, too,
two
as
people,
a chef.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, but it comes a point in time, you know, when you're a young chef, being able to say that somebody else can make a better product than you is probably hard to say, and you know, we have a lot of young culinarians who check this program out. I'm telling you, man, there's no shame. If you find something better, and someone makes it better than you, and you can support them, dude, do it.
Absolutely.
Maybe you learn from them. You never know. It could be great relationship could be built there. Who knows, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
So is good old days, is that the end game for you? Is it like, this is the place I've always wanted? You know, I'm changing the menu. Like, your menu is not big, which I fucking love. I hate when you go to a restaurant and the menu is 19 pages long. one of the things I love the most, too, is when you walk in the door, you get the menu, you look at it, the first thing you see is beer in a shot. That makes me happy. That's like takes me back to my old Blind Cook days, you know?
Yep.
But is this?
I don't know about end game. You know, it's like it's a cool spot. It was a good opportunity. The location's obviously killer. The demographic, you know, and I don't know. I think we could do really well there. That's the gist of it. I don't know about end game. You know,
right.
I mean, will we do more of them, et cetera, et cetera? Who knows? You know, it's just like I want to kind of get this thing right, you know, get it consistent and have fun doing it, you know, and kind of, I guess, like anything else, right? Like, see where it goes, you know?
Yeah. Has it been hard? Because you guys kind of opened up, like, pandemic, open, oh, fuck. I mean, has that been a big challenge, or has it worked out well?
It's been great. I mean, like, it sucks to operate like this, obviously, because, you know, with the restrictions and the masks and all, you know, like, we have a killer bar program, but we can't operate 100%, you know, so I think that kind of sucks, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's pizza. Like I've always said, it's recession proof. It's proven to be pandemic proof. People always want pizza,
man,
you know, and I mean, just the takeout scene is just out of this world. It's, you know, it's so much takeout, which I don't know if we saw that, but takeout is just crushing it.
It's still great money. I mean, listen, I mean, here's the thing. You could do a takeout business and still make great money from it. I mean, you're seeing that now. I think it's...
For sure.
The thing is, though, the product is...
You can make better money. There's less overhead. There's less shit to have to worry about.
That's true.
amazing.
I just kind of want to paint the picture of the restaurant a little bit here. So you're in the basement of this historic inn here in this small New England town called Newtown where, you know, there's a flagpole in the center of the town. You know, like the road splits four ways, and the flagpole is kind of like this iconic spot here. And this inn, it used to be called the Newtown Inn. Now it's called something different. But your restaurant is in the basement of this place, which used to be like a speakeasy sort of restaurant, like a bar. Big 8-foot, is it 8-foot fireplace? It's massive. And
it's huge.
It's just a really cool spot to be in. On the wall, you have a stained glass picture of Julia Child. I mean, it's a very, I don't know, man. For me, like, when I walk in and see something like that immediately, like, you know, you're setting the bar really high immediately. And I know you, so I have no worry at all. But I wonder if, like, do you feel that pressure? Like, you're like, okay, we're putting this in here. You know, this is a historic place. I'm putting this picture of a Julia Child here. Like, do you feel like you're, like, setting a standard for yourself when people walk in the door? Or is it, you know, don't really give a fuck. You're going to make your thing. And this is what you like.
Yeah, I mean, I think anything I've done, like, it's always, it's personal, you know, like, this is my life, it's not only my livelihood, but it's like, you know, we live and breathe this business, right? So it's, you want to project your loves and your personality and everything else on it, so it's not a question of, I know it's a little different for what Newtown is used to, right? But
thankfully,
no, I think it's like, this is who we are, you know, and we hope you also love it. We hope you like it, you know,
right.
We hope you like this style, our personality, our music, whatever, you know, like, I think that's all you could do, you know?
You know, before we jump back into the really chefy questions that are coming in, I do want to just mention that May 19th here in Connecticut, will be the date that, Connecticut has officially defeated COVID. So shout out to Connecticut. We're excited about that.
yeah. They have a date?
Yeah, May 19th is what they said. May 19th.
Like, how do they predict that?
Dude, do you not know who fucking Ned is? Ned sets the tone, baby.
Ned does it. See, I want Ned to be my governor.
Hey,
Giuliani sucks it.
You can't have him. Giuliani is not your governor, but that's okay.
No? What is he?
Jesus Christ, Jeffy. But what I'm saying is that, like, on the 19th, like, you guys can fully open, right? You can fully open back up. You can put the seats back in. No more restrictions. The bar can be open. No more time limits, right?
Yep, yeah. Take the stupid bar the partitions down and, you know, add some seats and see what happens, right?
I mean, I think it's going to be fine, but... That's got to be exciting for you. How much do you think? Is that like a 50% increase for you, or do you expect it to be more, or, you know?
No, man. The other thing is, like, we can't, you know, our capacity with that oven, that little oven that we have, like, we can't do, we just kind of threw a kitchen down there, you know. It was like, we put this killer oven down there, we can only fit in this little space, you know, like, we can't do 500 pies in a night, you know. It's just not the business model. So you know, like, basically we have 6 seats at the bar right now, everything's got to be spaced. I think we can only fit maybe 12, which is awesome, you know. I mean, I picture this bar having like 2-3 people deep on a busy night.
Yeah,
you know, you're waiting for a table, you belly up to the bar like the old days, let me get a drink before I sit down, you know.
Love it.
So that's what I picture, and that'll be, I think, added revenue. And we might add we're definitely going to add a couple more seats. We just open outside, so that's 3 to 5 tables more. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, man. Now that you're saying it, maybe it is like 50% more. We'll see, you know.
He's like, fuck, I got to make 500 pies a night now.
Like, shit.
Holy
no,
shit.
We just can't, man. We can't. You know, we really can't.
I mean, could you get more oven space, or just there's no way?
I'd have to buy another oven. Like, we'd have to sell this one off. I need, like, more decks.
Yeah.
You know, we're only open 3+ months, so let's at least get through the summer, see what post corona looks like, you know, and then reassess.
Well, dude, I think you're just going to continue to grow because the fucking product is so good, and you're so awesome about changing the menu. That's what I love. Like, you'll throw something new on the menu in a heartbeat.
Got to.
Nobody does that. People don't do that enough, Jeffy. I'll tell you what, every time I've gone in, I've eaten there twice, I've gotten takeout from you guys probably twice. And each time, there's something different on the menu. I think that's so important.
Yeah, it's just kind of, that's how I cook, man. I think any good or inspired chef, right, they're always changing things, whether it be, you know, seasonally this is coming in, or you just get inspired by something you see or something you eat, you know. And it's just how it is. It's like, I can't picture any other way, like a place that changes their menu once or twice a year. Like, no, it's weekly, you know. It's definitely it's weekly, man. It has to be.
Jeffy, we haven't done enough plugs for Matt yet. I'm so excited to talk to this guy. I haven't even plugged him yet.
Just running your mouth. Absolutely. Everyone, get on there right now. Go to your Instagram, follow at Good Old Days Pizza. If you're in Newtown, you should be calling them and ordering pizza. Check out their menu, goodolddayspizza.com. Follow our good brother Matt Stanzak. Help him out. Push this pizza. It's delicious. Well, he can't do any more than how many pizzas can you do a night?
Good question.
Like, what do you think? Like, what's your limit?
I mean, we do, like, you know, on a busy night we'll do 200, you know, 200,
damn,
which is a lot, man.
That's
that,
still a lot of fucking pizza, bro. I was like, what are you talking about?
Listen, from 4:30, you're not doing anything else until 9:30. You know, it's like Iron Man shit. I say it to the kids every night that are cooking with me. I'm like, yo, you know, like, it's nonstop, dude. You barely have time to take a piss.
Are you the Iron Man prep team? Is that what you're doing? Like, are you guys making dough in the beginning of the shift for the night, the next day? And like,
oh, dude, we're making dough like 2-3 days in advance. Like, we're always making dough, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome. I miss those days. I grew up in pizzerias. I grew up working in pizzerias like half my life. I love pizza. Cool. It's like one of my favorite things. I'm going to go back to it eventually. I make it every... I have pizzas. I'm a private chef, and everywhere I go, I talk my boss into putting a pizza oven. It's like, yeah, it's so much fun.
You guys have a dope pizza oven at your spot in the Hamptons.
Yeah, we have a couple of them. We have one in the Hamptons. We have one. We have a dope pizza oven in New York City. It's like ridiculous. It's like a lot of fun turning out pizzas on a rooftop.
So, Matt, let's talk about dough for a second. I know we started to, and we kind of got sidetracked, but we're fucking chefs. We have ADD. What do you want from me? I don't fucking, you know, fucking, the show stinks. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
So, talking about dough, like the flours, do you have choices of flours? Do you have, like, I prefer this, I prefer that? Does it change frequently? Talk about flour a little bit. There's a lot of science behind that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's something I've kind of been honing in on, like, ever since corona happened. I started messing around at home, you know, and just the normal, you know, the from King Arthur up in Vermont, which has like a really great organic consistent flour, but you know, then we blend in like some of the Italian stuff, which is always changing. You know, you have different grinds from 00 to 0 to you know, like whole wheat. Yeah, like there's everything, right? So different textures, you know, that's the other thing. We started adding whole wheat into the thin and crispy, which is like the bar style. And I don't know, I'm always experimenting. I'll add different percentages based off of like things I read or see. So yeah, it's kind of always changing, and I'll get a bag of flour in, you know, and I'll try it out. I'll see how it kind of performs, how it tastes, and go from there, you know. So I'll stay consistent for like a month, you know. I'll be like, oh, this is good, it came out good, and then I want to tweak it, you know.
Damn, I mean, that's brave though, because once you get it right, you know, people might get upset about it. But I guess, you know, if you're making great dough, who gives a shit? I mean, basic dough, right? Flour, yeast, water, salt.
Yep.
Yeah.
We use a little bit of, we use some fat, we use some oil in the thin and crispy one.
Nice.
Kind of like, you know, just add that like silkiness to it.
I love it. That's great, man. That's great. And, you know, when you make the dough, are you doing batches of, you know, enough to make 200 pies, or how big a batch are you making?
Not quite 200. The mixer can only handle, when I make the thin and crispy, the batch I make is probably 100 dough balls, and then the other one, because it's a lot small, it's a lot, the square pies are bigger. They're like 550 grams, so I can only do like 25 to 30 pies at a time, which is a lot. It's like it's like probably 40 pounds of flour, you know. Yeah. So
that's crazy, man. And do you have a yeast preference, or do you use just like a typical baker's yeast, or are you getting into like using brewer's yeast at all, or changing it up?
No, just a fresh yeast.
Okay.
Haven't touched brewer's yeast at all, just, you know, a fresh one.
Like that little gray cake brick looking thing?
Yeah, the cake yeast instead of shit. Yeah, I agree. I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was messing around. I think I got different results from using the... you know, the instant rise or something like that. You can do that, but I don't know. I just got better results with the fresh cake stuff. So I kind of stuck with that.
I mean, how long do you let your stuff, do you like double proof it, or how long do you proof it for?
Yeah, we bulk proof it, which is like, you know, we'll mix it and then put it into these large Lexans or big bins, let it sit overnight. And it, I think dough always proves better like that. It bulk in big stages like that versus little balls. There's some kind of science behind it if you talk to bakers. And then the next day we come in, we'll portion it out, and then depending on business, we'll even let it sit another night in a pan. And it just gets better, man. I don't know. It's like the whole structure gets better. The flavor gets a little better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So if you can go 2 to 3 days. Optimally, yeah, 2 to 3 days is optimal.
Damn,
I love that. I love doing that kind of stuff. It's like a Chinese noodle almost. You know what I mean? The way like they like those noodles that they hand stretch. They have to let them. You know, you have to get that gluten to like set. You know, for a long time.
Yeah, like relaxes.
Yeah, and I feel like the same thing happens with the pizza dough. And then like when you spin that dough, right? It's like such a pleasure to like work with in your hands, as opposed to
working it.
Yeah, having to like really, really work it. Like we did a competition, Plum and I, and we teamed up with what was the name of that company, Plum? I'm sorry, it's slipping my mind.
Which one?
The Elite Chef thing. Remember the pizza competition we did?
Oh yeah, we were with Eli's.
Oh, and the pizza dough, I felt so bad for these guys, was ice cold, and it seemed like it was made, like, a few hours prior. There was, like, these guys were, like, trying to work it with their hands and, like, trying to roll it out with, like, wine bottles and stuff.
Fucking
it was,
number
like...
10 cans rolling dough. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what are we doing?
Oh, my God. We're like, I'm like, oh, my God, this is terrible. I felt so bad for these guys. It was like a nightmare. And then we had to, like, judge them on their pizza. I had to, like, basically be like, yeah, this sucks, guys. I'm sorry. It was so. I felt so shitty to have to do it, but it was TV, so whatever. But
Matt, let me ask you, Chef. So, talking about, you know, when it comes to the ingredients of a pizza, man, obviously the dough is super important. What do you think's next, man? I mean, you look at iconic places like Pepe's and stuff here that kind of set the tone for pizza, Jeffy. You know, there's not really a sauce; it's just tomatoes. You know, a nice canned tomato that they use. They grow their own. They pack it themselves. I mean, are you a sauce guy? Do you think it's just keep it simple? How do you like to make your, you know, tomatoes for your pizza?
Yeah, I don't think a cooked thing is the way to go. Like, it's not like a marinara or a pasta sauce, you know?
I agree.
It should be a good, either a good fresh plum tomato or a good canned plum tomato, you know, either from Italy or California, you know, and just something that's balanced, right? Like, not too acidic, not too sweet, and not too seedy,
right?
You know, and just kind of, you could do it either way. Just you know, putting it through the ricer. We like to put it through the ricer. Some people like to hit it with the boat motor, you know, like, and really puree it. The consistency when you put it through the ricer. It's kind of chunky and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes, and then seasoning is optional.
Yeah, I have to add a little pinch of olive oil, salt, and sometimes some fresh garlic to mine. Just when I'm, I don't know. That's just how I like to do it. But when I do that and I hit it with the boat motor, it almost starts to emulsify a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You put some olive oil in there, too.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not a lot. And then I think it kind of cooks enough. You know, you don't cook it, but it cooks enough in the oven if the oven's hot, you know?
Right. That's the idea.
That's how I like it, too. What about you, Jeff? What do you do for your pizza sauce?
Well, I'm like a nut, so I think like different pies, I do different sauces different times, you know what I mean? So like there's times I'll puree it with a little bit of olive oil, like you're saying, and I like to do that when I do like a sauce on top. Like sometimes I do like the top, like cheese first, kind of like toppings, sauce, or like toppings, cheese, then sauce kind of thing. Uh-huh. On a really thin crust, and I put the olive oil in that one, and then I do sometimes like more a traditional pie, and then I'll do like a little more chunky where I rice it. You know, and then I always have like garlic oil. I love like a white pie. I love like a garlic oil parm kind of mix that I rub on it. That is like delicious, I think.
Yeah, you make a really dope white sauce with Parmesan and garlic and stuff. I've had that before from you. It's really good.
Thanks, buddy. I try.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. So, Chef, when your ideas for your pies, where do they come from? Because there's some pretty unique stuff on the menu.
I don't know, man. I think, you know, number one is like try to keep it seasonal, but I don't know, just different flavor combos, right? Like we got one pie on the menu. It's got bomba calabrese, honey, and like a bitter component. So you want to hit those different senses, right? Salty, bitter, sweet. I think that's kind of like one of the ideas. But just really keeping it simple, not putting like 10 ingredients. Sometimes we get people like, I want mushrooms, pepperoni, blah, blah, blah. You just like, slow down. Like, you know, I think three ingredients to a pie, like keep it real simple, you know, drizzles. You can put a little drizzle if you want at the end, but I just like minimalist idea, you know?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the way to go. And I love how you have the square pies and the crispy, thin and crispy pies. Your white lightning is one of my favorites. The mozzarella, roasted garlic, little onion, ricotta. And then you finish up pickled jalapenos and oregano. Where did that come from?
I don't know, man. It just, but you know, every time I make that pie, even when I finish it, we put the ricotta, we whip it, put it in like a piping bag so it goes on post oven, and I just love like dolloping it and watching it go out. You know, I think that pie is from day one, and that's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so
delicious. That's delicious.
Just works.
The French onion square pie is also one of my favorites, with the mozz and the Gruyere and the onions and chives. That pie is fucking delicious.
Yep. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm digging that one, man. That's really, really good.
You know,
go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, like, also, you know, like that pie, I didn't think would take off or catch any legs. You know, it's just an idea that we threw on, and now it's, you know, it's like it's on its way to almost cult following. Like, people come in just for it. You know, so. Yeah. It's like anything else. Like a dish you love and you think is bomb doesn't sell, or you know, it's like it's stuff like that.
It's
right?
Always that shit. I love that.
I know. I have that shit. I have it going on with my job now. I know. It's absolutely. You have no idea how much it's going to take off, and it does.
Right.
You know, I think that when I look at the menu and I just see, you know, you keep a lot of the things on there that look great, but. You know, then you'll keep reading and you'll see some of the things that kind of stick out at you. Like, oh, where'd that come from? Like, for instance, the bikini bod. I love that. Mozzarella, basil, and rosemary with sesame seed, ricotta, and hot honey. That sounds awesome. I mean, that's how I want Jeff to describe me to people from now on.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't know. That's like that pie is just a showcase of like the crust and the bread, and like sesame crust on a white pie is so good, dude. It's just like,
yeah.
And that just went on this week, and I'm like, I love it. I love that pie. It's simple. I don't know if it'll sell, but it's such a good pie.
Hey, I'm trying to get pizza this weekend, man. So we'll see. I don't know what the wife has planned, but I'm looking at trying to get some pizza for sure. Hey, you ever give the boys in the back? Do they come at you with ideas? The boys in the kitchen, they've got some ideas. They hit you with the chef. Can we try this? Are you open to that?
Yeah, dude. It's always a democracy. You know, it's like I actually get excited if someone's like, hey, can we do this? It's rare, dude. You know, that somebody's actually like motivated like that. But yeah, of course we got. You know, a young chick in the kitchen, Liz, who does a great job. And like 2 months ago, she was like, "Man, I want to try this pie," and it's been on the menu ever since. You know,
which one is it?
It's the Lizzie.
Oh, nice, nice.
You know, so yeah, I'm always open to any cook who's like, "Hey, man, I want to try this." Like, if it's good and we R&D it properly and it's going on the menu, absolutely.
Man, that's just delicious, Jeff. You got to get up here and try this pie, Jeff.
I can't wait.
It's good stuff.
Come on, Jeff. When you come in, man.
I don't know. You know what it is? It's Connecticut. It's far away.
It's not far away. Shut the fuck up. What's wrong with you?
What? No. I work. My life is crazy.
I work in the city. Yeah, I drive there 3 days a week. I work in the Hamptons.
No,
I drive out there fucking every week.
I live here 5 days a week, though. It's different than what you do.
All right. Excuses, Jeff. If you really want it, you'll
come
get
it. You'll get up. You get up when you can.
I do come up. I have sleepovers. I sleep on Plum's couch in his basement. It's amazing.
Slumber parties.
I usually get hammered somewhere. He takes me somewhere and gives me free beer until I have to make him pull over.
That's the true story. That's happened before. Listen, let's get another plug out there for Matt, Jeffy, before we get him out of here, man.
Of course. We're going to go to at Good Old Days Pizza on the Instagram right now. Give him a follow, drop in his DMs, tell him how sexy he is. He's probably going to want to hear that. And then also go to goodolddayspizza.com, check out the menu, see where you can get in there, order your pizzas while you can, because there's going to be a limit, and he's going to obviously get more popular now that he's been on this show. Things are going to really, really get crazy for him. Make it happen.
That's it right there. Matt, let me ask you, man, before we get you out of here, talking about the bar program. What do you see? Because a lot of these cocktails, you have a great cocktail guy you told me about yourself. But do you come up with any of the cocktails? Is it just R&D for you? Do you have the cocktail guy come up with it? How does that work?
Yeah, we got we basically cross-utilize upstairs and downstairs. We got a beverage manager, Kyle. And he works with Shane, who's our bar guy downstairs, and they, you know, they just kind of change things up as the inspiration hits them, again, seasonally as well. I have a little bit of input, like, where I feel like I need it, whether naming the cocktails or, you know, I'm like a rum-heavy guy, so I'll recommend some rums, but, you know, it's mostly them. They're kind of, you know, I'm really just honed in hardcore on the pizza and the food, and they're just kind of doing their things, and they're doing a killer job, and you know, I interject when I want to, you know.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, the cocktails are great. I mean, I just love every single thing about it, man. The restaurant's fantastic, and I think you're doing an amazing job. I'm so glad to have you back on the scene. I thought you were gone. I thought you left. Like, I thought you were like, fuck it, I'm done, I'm out. And then all of a sudden, I hear a rumor you're coming back, and here you are. And not only that, you're in my hometown, so we're very happy about it. Dude, I'm a big fan. That's all I got to say.
Thanks, Plum. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you repping us and your kind words and everything else. So, you know, thank you very much.
Dude, no doubt about it, man. Of course. Jeffy, anything last words there for Chef before we get him out of here?
No, man. I just can't wait to get Connecticut and eat some pizza. Maybe get in the kitchen with you. Fuck around. I'm a monster, so I mean, if there's enough room. But, I get in there.
Come on up, Jeffy. Come on up, man.
Let's throw some pies, baby. I would love to. I'd love to.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, what else can I say? I mean, this is an amazing conversation. We got to do this again, Matt. We can hang out and do it live. Maybe Jeff, you'll come up. We can sit around and throw a few down. Maybe make some pizzas with the mics on. Might be fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Dude,
got
it. We can even do it here at my house. I got the pizza oven in the yard. We'll do it out here. We have to do the restaurant. Well, I'll make the dough. Actually, you should probably bring the dough. Yours is better.
Done.
Awesome. Hey, man, we appreciate your time. I'm so thankful you joined us tonight. And again, like I said, I'm a big fan. You're killing it out there, and I can't wait to see what happens here moving forward with you, brother. So, again, we thank you so much, man. There he is, everybody. The one, the only.
Amen, Jack, brother.
Yeah, Matt Stanzak. There he is. There he is. Attaboy, man. Thank you, Woo! Chef.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, man.
We appreciate you, brother. We'll see you down the road. Thanks. See you, buddy.
All right, cool. Peace.
Later, man. Yo, that's my dude right there, Jeffy. Let me tell you what. When it comes to pizza, that dude is crushing the game right now.
Dude, great guy. Great guy. He's, like, super humble for how amazing his food is. Because you talk it up, and he's, like, the most laid-back, cool cat. Like, he's just like, yeah, whatever, man. Whatever, yeah. You know,
he's
like,
awesome.
I love this guy. I mean, he's literally living the life that I want to retire. This is what I want to do. I want to have a good old days pizza somewhere. When he goes to franchise, I might buy in.
You got to talk to him about it. We'll make that happen for sure. Listen,
exactly.
The thing is, you got to be cool like he is. That's it. You got to just be
down
to earth.
Hey, man, I'm cool.
You get a little worked up in the kitchen. I've seen it.
All right. Not when I'm. Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Hey. Make sure you check him out, Good Old Days Pizza. Find him on Instagram. And, of course, you can find Matt there as well, at StanzyPants on Instagram. Man, I just, goddamn it, I just love good pizza. It's such a great spot. I mean, talking to a great pizza man who just it loves it so much, you know, it just makes me happy, you know?
I love it.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, I'll tell you what, Jeffy, there's one other thing that makes me super happy in this world. You know what it is?
I bet I do.
Do you want to take a guess?
Does it begin with R?
Let me think. R. Is R a part of that? Yes, it is. Yes, there is an R in there for sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is it Randy?
It's the one, the only Chef Randy. And his top five is coming up here right the fuck now. And you know what that means? It means we have this.
All right, all you chefs, cooks, and shoemakers out there, get ready. It's time to learn from Chef Randy's Top 5. Five.
So stupid. Holy
Chef
shit,
Randy's
I hate
top
that.
Five.
Oh, shit. Chef Randy, you with us, buddy?
Hey, there, culinary babies. What's up?
There he is, right there. Chef, I missed you last week, but I had to go on vacation. I apologize.
Where the fuck you went?
I had to go to Florida and spend a little time with the family. You know, we need a little reset, so we took advantage of the time and we went.
Oh, well. You got to do that every now and then, man.
You know, it's good. But listen, I heard you got a great top five for us this week, sir.
I do. Five things you will never hear a chef say.
Oh, okay. Five things you'll never hear a chef say. Let's do it.
Hit me.
Number five. Look, guys, you don't have to make it sound so official all the time. You don't have to call me chef every time you talk to me.
Listen.
I'll never say that shit. I insist that my kids
Number
call
four.
Me chef.
Number four. Look, guys, I don't want to have to say it again. If John can't keep up, we all have to slow down a bit.
Fucking preach. Absolutely right.
Guys,
come on.
That, right?
Hey, listen.
Take it easy.
Johnny needs a little
Take
quiet time before he can put the rest of that dish out.
That's it, you know?
Hey, he's got a ketchup on the grill. Everyone, take a break.
He's
like
trying
to,
the best he can.
Yeah, I'd like to add a caveat to that. No, you'll never hear a chef say, can somebody help him out in the dessert station? Mm-mm. No.
No, we just
Number three.
Motherfucker sweat.
Number three. Just remember, guys, I don't expect you to get it perfect every time.
This is my favorite part about Randy, and he's a fucking teacher. It makes me so happy.
I was grading stuff while waiting for you to call me. I didn't even get the chance to hear the show.
Molded.
It's the end of the semester, dude. It's busy time for us right now.
Yeah, I'll bet, man. I'll bet. Especially with you teaching the chefs this shit. Jesus.
You want to hear what number two is?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Hey, look, who cares what it looks like? It's not an art competition. Just get it out, okay?
Yeah, I've never said that, ever.
Can't wow. imagine saying that.
Wow.
I feel like I'm at a packing.
I'm feeling a little anxiety right now, to be honest with you. I just feel like
I'm scratching my arms. These are terrible. I'm like, man.
All right, and the number and one, the chef, what do you got for us?
Got to get a drum roll. We need drum roll. Hey, guys, it's 3 weeks straight that nobody comes here hungover.
That's fantastic. Randy, did you write all these on your own?
Randy's on fire.
I've done my intense research, I tell you.
Oh, my God. You fucking killed it this week. That was amazing.
Dude.
That was great. This is a great bit. This is a great bit. Okay. See, here I was trying to let you record this so we could record it and so you could not have to worry about it and not, you know, just do it all in 20 minutes.
Well, that wouldn't be fun, though, huh?
It's much better having you here, buddy. Listen.
This is amazing.
I love it. And let me tell you something. You are getting some fans here. I'll tell you what. The boys, I mean, Jeffy's a big fan. Dan's here with us, too. He's quiet on hold. Dan's a big fan of Chef Randy now. I mean, dude, you're becoming an icon here.
I think it's a dubious distinction.
Listen, I'm over here seething right now.
Are you?
I'm just sitting here sitting back seething. I'm like, I'm about to just start throwing shit. I'm so fucking like lit because this just takes me back to a place I don't want to be.
So. Chef Randy, that part of me died a long time ago. Don't bring it back, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry to bring up bad memories.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Man. Hey, how's everything else with you, buddy? Everything going well?
Yeah, going well. I mean, I had a little bit of a setback. I woke up about 2 weeks ago with what I thought was about 4 ice picks in my hip.
Jesus.
And it turned out to just, you know, I was really worried that that my orthopedic surgeon was going to tell me I needed a left hip replacement, but thank God that's not what it was.
Wow.
It was just severe bursitis, and I'm talking about a bad case of bursitis. He gave me a shot of cortisone in the hip right there in the bursa about a week ago, and it hadn't gotten better until, like, today is the first day in 2 weeks that I started to feel somewhat human again. You know, I was it's like the old saying I thought I was going to die. Then I got worried, really worried, when I realized I was going to live through it.
That's pretty funny, too. Well, hey, listen, man, we're glad that you're feeling better. We're glad you're doing well. The world is always a better place with you in it. That's for damn sure. So, hey,
it's just grading time, man. That's all. It's just a lot of grading right now. You know, we're at the end of the semester, and kids are getting ready to go do their summer internships and whatnot. And they'll actually have internships to go to this summer, which is kind of cool. Last summer was very difficult, of course, trying to get anybody placed. Nobody was open.
I really want an intern. Randy, can I take an intern? Can I have an intern for my private chef gig?
That's a great idea, Jeff. That's a great idea.
I'll just take one.
Hey, if you provide him a place to live, you got it.
Really? I'm going to talk to my boss. I might hire an intern if I can. If we get busy again at some point when things start picking up, because the COVID is going to die off here shortly.
Well, you know what the thing about that is too, Jeff, is that's not a bad idea, because a lot of people don't understand the private end of our business and working privately. And actually working with you would be a great... I mean, Randy, you don't even know. Like, Jeff's private job is like a whole other world. Like, he's got like a professional
all
kitchen.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty... He's got a $75,000 grill, and they do massive parties. It's pretty cool, man.
$75,000 grill.
Sorry, Jeffy, what is it,
$45,000? I don't know. I don't look at that stuff. I just know it's really a nice one. It's a lovely grill.
We have a bunch of students interested in being a private chefs, and we've had graduates that go on to being, you know, private chefs out in L.A. and everything for the Stars and whatnot. You know, New Orleans is kind of cool because it has two professional teams. You know, the Saints and the Pelicans, and so you know, all those guys are looking for personal chefs and
absolutely, and
musicians and whatnot there too. So, it's Hollywood South. So a lot of times when people are coming in to set up a residence, even if it's just for a 4 or 5 week gig, you know, they like to hire a personal chef when they're not on set and whatnot. So we get that kind of work for our students all the time, you know. So, but it's always good, you know. I mean, you know, they could help you with the podcast too. You know, do whatever you need, you know.
And not even that, you know. Plum and I have a great idea about you know, providing some work for some chefs that's kind of in the works, and I mean, we could put these guys to work doing like one-off parties once they get like established a little bit, and we could teach them some stuff. I mean, it could be really great. It could be a really great opportunity to get some of these kids in what's the word I'm looking for? You know, there's just a lot of opportunity.
There's a ton.
I feel like out here.
There's a ton.
And I think that
you think you could give them 40 hours a week working?
Probably.
All right.
Probably. I know, and I'm not the only private chef. I know three or four other private chefs that work on very large properties. We should talk off air, but anyway, I think it could be really fun.
Okay. Well, let's work out the details of things we have
exactly.
to talk about. But that,
exactly.
You know, I would trust putting one of my students in Plum's hands or Jeff's hands.
It's a terrible idea, but I appreciate you saying that.
Randy, I'm really good at teaching them how to drink. That's the good thing about it.
I'll just put a hit out on you if you do anything bad to my kid.
Come on, man. I'll take care of him. You know, Jeffy will take care of him. Come on. Hey, listen, Randy.
I know that.
We always love talking to you, buddy. Look forward to hearing from you next week, buddy.
All right, brother. Y'all be well.
You too, definitely, my friend. Randy. We'll see you on down the road. There he goes. Chef
later.
Randy from the John Folsey Culinary Institute at Nicholls State University. That's our boy right there. We love him very, very much. What a great addition to the program, having Randy chime in.
Absolutely, dude. And he's fucking hilarious.
He's great.
He is. I love the top fives. He's killing it.
He's awesome. Dan, how can you not like Randy, right?
No, he's amazing. Like, that whole thing, I'm telling you, I was sitting here, I had to be on mute, and I was really, like, up, standing, pacing, like, he fires me up, man. I love that guy.
That guy's awesome. Oh, yeah.
I love it. Culinary babies.
I love it. Dave joined the program with us now, too, the one, the only chef, Dave. David... Randy, what do you think about having him join the program, huh?
It's pretty funny, man. I dig it.
You just get this I guy who's got...
I'll take all his interns, though, for the summer.
You know what? That's not a bad idea, actually.
Yep. Well, two of them, I think. One might be filled. Anyway, just send them all our way. Devon Yacht Club, yo.
Yeah, actually, we need to make that happen. I'll make that happen. I just thought of that. But, yeah, what a great fucking guy, man. What a great addition to the program. You know, he came on, had such a great time hanging out with the good brothers, and, you know, we just talked to him a little bit, and he was like, can I come on every week? And Jeffy told me, he said he wanted to come on every week, and I was like, really? Because we were going to record something with him. And I was like, fuck it. Let's do it every week with Randy. As long as he's good with the time, might be a little wonky sometimes. He didn't give a shit. So, awesome.
Yeah, nice. He had no interest in recording shit. He was like, what? No, I want to talk to you guys. He's like, I would love that. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. What a good guy, man. I love hearing that. Talking pizza a little bit, too. Dan, what do you think? Have you tried Good Old Days Pizza yet?
I have to get there. That sounds fucking amazing. All that pizza sounds awesome. I was looking at his menu. That shit looked... I can't wait to take the fam there. We hitting it up this weekend. I'm going to have to stand in line, I guess, because it sounds like it's a busy place.
Just send him a message, man. Tell him you heard him on the show. Send him a message. He'll look after you. He's good people.
You know, one thing I did learn in the Hamptons, if there's, like, a busy pizza place, you go to the back door of the kitchen with a 20.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And you tell him what pizza you want, and then you get it right there, and you just bounce.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But I'm saying he can skip the line, maybe. Go to the back door.
You want
to
go inside and eat, for sure.
Yeah.
That sometimes works.
A pizza's a pizza, right? I can't believe
people
say that.
Get the fuck out of here. You can't say that.
Who just said a pizza's a pizza?
That's another thing people have never said ever. Why the fuck would you ever say that?
Never.
That was another thing. You guys had me fired up. I'm
well,
I don't, you know.
When are you not fired up, motherfucker? Come on.
I know. You got me stuttering.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the trip, man. It's good stuff. And Dave, I want to get you there because I think, like, I mean, it's the kind of place I think you would really dig just because of what he's doing, the way he does it. I think you'd be really into it.
Nice. Now come check it out. I think I'm going to leave like a week early and come like annoy the shit out of you guys for a week and then, you know, work after that.
You better get tested. No, I don't want none of that Michigan fucking, you know, limes or any of that shit you're bringing with you.
See, I'm sorry, but the limes comes from like there where
you're. Yeah, but I bet there's a special Michigan strain.
No, man, everybody kills a deer here. There's like all just dead deer, not ticks. Just
dead tits. Deer.
No ticks anywhere. Zombie, you don't have, because everybody kills a deer.
Everybody kills a deer.
Yep.
Are there deer in Detroit?
Yeah. And those get shot too.
That's amazing. Those get shot too. Well, look, when it comes to pizza dough, I was curious as we started talking doughs a little bit there. Dave, talk about, and I'm being serious, I'm not bullshitting, I'm not or busting your balls. Talk about pizza dough for you. What are you putting in it? Is it like, how do you make it yours? Is there a Detroit twist you put on it?
I mean, the Detroit thing, it is more towards like, I mean, here we go. It's more like a focaccia dough, but you let it proof at least like 6 hours before it even touches an oven. So like, you'll bake it, you'll bang it out, you'll put it in the pans, you'll proof rack and cover it like morning time. So like, your best pizzas are coming out like, so you get in the proof rack six, your best pizza is going to be like at 6 o'clock at night.
All right, so, you're not letting it proof for like 3 days like Chef was.
Nah, because then your bubbles in the pizza, like the way the pan, you know, it's a square pan, the bubbles in the pizza, you'll get like really big gaps between the dough and the pizza itself, you know what I mean? So you'll have like this really thin line, and you want your whole thing to be just kind of uniform. So like, you take your fingers and you just kind of like your fingertips and you like press it down right before you add your cheese and toppings and sauce.
All right, right on, right on. What about you, Dave? Dan?
So, to be incredibly honest, like, I don't really do enough with pizza dough. Like, I want to do more. I make empanada doughs. I make a lot of pie doughs, but I don't necessarily make pizza dough. I usually go to my spot and grab pizza dough because, like your man said, like, you know, if somebody can do it better, I don't always have the time to make pizza dough. I'm kind of – I have my expertise outside of pizza, right? So – I'm always looking for a nice chewy crust though, but I wanted to get that nice. I was looking at their pizza. They do that square pizza, the bottom to be crispy. So I'm always looking for the dough to have that kind of, I guess it's I put oil on it. So I like that olive oil idea of mixing it into the dough, because I'll put olive oil on the bottom of my stone so I get it crispy. So when I get the...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I didn't mean to even.
Oh.
That's called dead air, man. Keep going.
Sorry. So you put olive oil in yours. I thought I was talking too much. But I was thinking about the olive oil in yours and how that would affect, because you don't usually put fat into pizza dough. Is that correct? Or you put a little bit of oil?
You can. But, you know, he puts a little bit of fat in there, which is good. For me, I learned from Gary Bamonte from Pepe's. With your oven, it's important to put fat on the stones on the oven. So you would take that oven and slowly heat it. Once it's cured, you would then take a bunch of fat, animal fat, whatever you got, beef fat, pork fat, and just get the oven hot and then throw it on top of those bricks and just spend the day just burning and cooking fat into those bricks. And it adds so much flavor to the fucking doughs as it cooks in, you know. And he's right. He had me doing that. Dude, I was throwing bacon. I bought a bunch of lard. I was just cooking shit down into the fucking bricks in my pizza oven. And our pizza in my oven comes out fucking amazing.
I was doing that. I didn't actually realize I was doing the right thing, but I actually did that. I put olive oil. I put some fat on it, and I kept my stone in the oven at all times, kind of like my cast iron skillet. And I would let it kind of char in there, and then that shit broke. And like a little part of me died.
Damn. Yo.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a rough day.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. My dude. That's
hilarious. You know, shit happens, but yeah, so nah, like, I feel
you. You guys, I'm sorry. Like, so you're doing olive oil in your pizza dough now, Dan? Is what you're saying?
I'm gonna try that because I said
I always put a little oil in my dough. Like
if the dough has a little bit of a oil content to it, it's gonna give it just because I love that caramelized bottom. Oh. I love when the bottom gets crispy and thick. I kind of like want to try like real Detroit style pizza, low key. Don't tell nobody.
What? Right, because we oil our pans and the dough like as it's proofing.
The difference. I would actually like to try real Chicago next to real Detroit to really see the difference. Because ever since this whole thing started, I've like been looking at them, but I've never really had either one of them like genuine. Because I've never really been.
There's a huge difference. One's a deep dish and one's a pan pizza. Detroit is the pan pizza. Chicago is the deep dish. And also, there's a debate. Like, a lot of people are saying tavern style is the true, like, Chicago-style pizza. And then, like, this deep dish is some touristy made-up shit. So I guess it depends on who you talk to with Uno's. That, too.
Yeah, because Uno's is shit. I hate fucking Uno's pizza.
Damn. Yeah. Jeffy, all this talk about dough, you talked about your dough a little bit. Is this talk going to make you change how you do it at all or want to try something different?
No, listen, I have a tried and true. I'll tell you my recipe. I know it by heart. It's like, I know it's like the weight of it, but I do it by eye now because I've done it so much. And I just like, it's like roughly 4 pints of double zero and then 3 pints of like a bread flour and then 1 pint of a whole wheat flour. And then I do like, I weigh out like 8 grams of yeast, which is about like 7 tablespoons or some shit, or teaspoons.
And are you then, going fresh yeast?
I use the dry yeast right now because I don't at work. I only make it once a week, so I can't get fresh yeast in a small enough block anywhere. So I have to let. And I don't want it to go bad. I don't want to buy like you know a fucking giant cake. So I have to put like a big bag in the freezer. From like when COVID, when I thought the world was going to end, and then I throw in a few glugs of extra virgin olive oil, and like a handful of salt, you know, and I let it proof overnight, like he was saying, but I let it proof once, knock it down, ball it up, and then I think letting it proof overnight in balls is the important thing personally because I think I've never heard the other thing but I'm sure that he knows what he's talking about or he's heard it from bakers. I just you know I don't talk to anybody. I think I'm the smartest person I know, so I just keep doing that.
Fucking Jeffy. Oh man.
Well, I mean,
no, I'm just playing.
I heard part of it, you know, where he lets it proof for a little bit, and there's like definite science behind that because the longer it proofs, the more fermenting that goes on. You get, like, a deeper flavor. So, like, I do that with my English muffins. I'll let those fuckers just sit for 4 days before they become, like, anything.
Nice. Nice. Jeffy, your vitamins are very loud tonight.
I know. Mine are really quiet.
Yo, Jeff, can I buy some dough?
For me? Yeah. I'll make you dough, bro. I need to come to Connecticut and just we can all cook together. I'll make dough. You guys will watch. I'll do it by eye, and you'll freak out. I'll just be like, ah, look at this. I'll just throw a handful of this in there, a handful of that.
I mean, I'll
mix it with my twerk mop, my twerk chop.
I do want to tell you something. Like, if it was, like, 4 different types of fucking flour, and it was just a high-gluten flour, that's pretty much Detroit-style dough.
What I make?
Yeah,
Detroit-style dough?
For the most part. I mean, you know, like just one straightforward flour, really high gluten, but like that, the oil, the glug, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like the yeast, it's a really simple forward.
Yo, that makes sense because my dough comes from the streets.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about right there. Hey, you know, we haven't talked about enough tonight, Jeffy. We got some brand new shirts, some other products coming on. You go to chefplum.com, check out the store, get yourself a Plum Love Food shirt, get a This Show Stinks shirt, grab yourself a Weight Mop shirt. Dan, you got a Weight Mop shirt, didn't you? It looks great on you.
Yo, fuck yeah. I endorse Weight Mop. Yo, it's brought me back to life. I love that shit, man. Yo, I got my floor is just shiny as fuck. My arms are jacked. It gives a good hip flexion.
That's it.
I love it. It's wonderful.
I love it
good
all.
Good hip flexion. I like that.
Like it gets all
think,
up in your hip.
I think, boys, we did a good pizza show tonight. It was a good show.
Wonderful show.
Pizza's delicious. Next week, however, we are going to change the podcasting game forever. What we're doing on this program next week has never, ever been done before in the whole entire history of audio. I'm not even going to say podcasting. Fucking audio. It's never been done before, Jeff. No one's ever fucking done what we're about to do next week.
Never been done.
Never. Now listen.
Not once.
If you know there's something new, there's something weird, or something strange happening, you know your boys over here are the good brothers are going to have a hand in the shit happening. And let me tell you what we're doing next week. Next week, our good brother, Michael Petrella, producer extraordinaire, is going to join us here on the program live. Now, we love having Michael on. Michael's great stories. Dan, you can speak to that. Michael's great stories. What a great dude, right?
Yo, I'm excited as hell. Mike is my boy. That dude funny as fuck, man. Yo, can't wait.
Yo, he's on the program, but let me tell you what your boys are doing for you here, all right? And I'm going to turn the music off, actually, because what we're going to do, and we're going to put it out on social all week. I need all the boys to help us here. It's going to be your chance to pitch that television show. You're coughing in the middle of me talking.
I'm sorry.
That was like the crescendo, the climax, and Jeffy starts coughing.
God damn it, Jeffy. There's a fucking mute button for a reason.
Jesus Christ.
It wasn't a planned thing. It just happened, a little forethought,
that's all. By the way, you didn't even bring up that. You didn't even bring up that Good Old Days has a God acronym in it. So listen.
I thought you were going to bring it up.
I don't talk about God. We do.
And then I forgot.
Listen, here's what we're doing. Next week.
I'm not even mad. I'm just disappointed at this point. I fucking just...
Hang in there, Dave. Our good brother, executive producer, Michael Petrella. He's got shit on TLC. He's got a brand new Netflix special coming out. He's got a series on Hulu. He just signed some deals for some brand new shows. This dude is legit as fuck. Let me tell you what.
Yo, he's got shit on lock.
This dude makes shit happen. So here's my question to you, the good brothers, to you, our friendly listeners out there. Do you think you have a television show? Do you think that you could create something better than what's on there right now? Well, guess what? This is going to be your chance. You're going to get a chance to give a 30-second pitch for your television show to a real executive producer who can make it happen if he likes it. So what we're going to do is we're going to put it out there on social media. You're going to be able to, maybe we'll use the phone number or something to call in, leave a message, pitch us your TV show. And if Michael likes it, yo, the good brother might call you. You never know. And we're signing rights away. We don't have any rights to the show. It's just between you and him.
No, actually, that's not true. I want a little piece.
What do you want, Jeffy?
Just a little piece. It could be anything. Like a little piece. Like just like a credit that's like, you know,
background
Jeffy,
characters?
Like in the show? Jeffrey Perazzi, Jeffy.
Background characters.
Just walk by, you know, like they were in the store one night and everyone seemed confused, and you just see us in the back, like.
or we could be like planning something, like at a table in the back, like it'll just pan and it'll just be us sitting around, like acting like you know those things where they act like they're talking but they're not really talking.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I don't know.
Have you never seen a documentary?
Like a reenactment actor.
Yeah, but we'll be like in the, like we'll just be there like. Like they'll be talking about something, and we'll be acting it out in like a kitchen that's like spotlit in a dark.
But here's the problem, Jeffy. We're getting so sidetracked now from the actual conversation. Next week's episode, you're gonna have the chance to call in and pitch your television show that you've always wanted to make. You'll chance to call in and pitch this show to a real producer who can make it happen if they like your show. And he'll give you feedback on it. He'll say, this show sucks. The show's great. Here's why.
And it's real talk, bro. He actually does it all. And he's, like, last time he was on, he shared us, what was the story? What was the name of it? It was Heavy Hitters?
My favorite was, what did fucking Dan's high ass say? Dan had a lot of vitamins.
I think he called it Heavy Hitters or something.
No, but Dan was like, aircraft carrier.
Yeah, some shit.
I don't think it was Heavy Hitters. I think it was something else. It was like
tons of fun.
I'm not punchy. Sorry.
I'm all punchy.
Look,
do we get to pitch a show? Or are we supposed to do that too?
Yeah, you could totally pitch a show.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm so glad I didn't write it out. I can just do it in 30 seconds now.
So look, that's happening next week. We're going to push that out on social media. It's going to be your chance to pitch your show to a real executive producer. And let's see what he thinks. You never know. Listen, you could be pitching the greatest new show on any kind of network ever, and it happened here on this program. And I guess you're right, Jeffy. We want 1%. That's what we want, Jeffy. Does that work?
Yeah, I think 1% each is good.
Each, so like we each get 1% of whatever happens?
Dave, you don't
care. I think you need to explain what the show is.
Maybe the brain gets 5%, but we each get 1% out of that 5%.
We'll work a deal out. It'll be great.
I'm just excited to see what the people have.
And think outside the box. You know, it's got to be like, it could be a documentary. It could be a reality show. Maybe you know, like a Joe Exotic or some shit, like in your neighborhood, some motherfucker that does some crazy shit. Like, even that. Like, you know, you got to think outside the box. It's not just like it could be a game show. I mean, this dude does it all. So it's like, you got to go to another level of what you're thinking about when you're thinking about the show.
You grew up in a cult.
I would just make me so excited if someone called in and pitched a show, and it turns out they're pitching a show about fucking Dan. It would be amazing.
Well, maybe if you talk to ghosts and you want to talk.
That's it. You got a lot of opportunities there to do lots of stuff. Listen, I want to do a big shout out to Matt Stanzak for being on the show tonight. Jeffy, what's his social media handles?
Good Old Pizza, at Good Old Pizza. Good Old Days Pizza.
Yeah, Good Old Days Pizza. And, of course, follow him at Stanzy Pats. And, of course, check out the John Fultz Culinary Institute and our boy Chef Randy down there at Nichols State University in Louisiana doing great things. Also, big apologies tonight. Was trying to have Chef Frankie join us, but we ran a little late on time tonight, a little late on time. So we'll get Frankie in next week. We apologize, buddy. We do love you. Hey, folks, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life evolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. Think of your shows. We're pitching next week.
From the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters. Do you think I'm crazy? I'm gone.